Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Spark.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them across the UK.
This story was told by Florian.
When the theme was dope.
Stories of regret. Here's Florian.
So this story goes back to 1998. And at that time I was a student studying for psychology and was doing one of these fancy things like an intercalated degree, and you basically do the studying and then you have like a workplace in the middle, and you know, really early on in the degrees, and you don't really know what's going on. But at that time I was sharing a flat with this Portuguese girl, and she said, do you want to come to Mozambique? We can do a project there. And I sort of thought, oh, that sounds like a really good idea. What could we be doing there? And she was like, well, I don't really know, but my mom has got an affair with somebody who runs a national park, and he said that we could go over there and do some work for him. So that sounded really good, and we decided to go to Mozambique. And that's just a prelude. So I don't know actually how she got there, but she was already somehow there, and I had to meet her there. And so I took a plane from London to Harare, which is the capital of Mozambique. And it's all a bit, you know, strange. First time, I think, that I'd been in Africa. And I arrived in Harare. And from there, I actually had to get over to Mozambique, which at the time was pretty still a little bit war-torn and underdeveloped. And the national park that we had to go to was sort of in the middle of the country, far away from Maputo, the capital. So we had to get there from Zimbabwe. So I got to Zimbabwe, and from there I had to take a train to, I think it's called Bulawayo. Some of you may have been to Zimbabwe, it's a long time ago. But you could take a train from Harare to Bulawayo, and it was an overnight train. And, you know, being European, I had money. And I thought I'd take the overnight train and get a first class ticket. In fact, I think I booked the whole cabin for myself. So, you know, pull out all the stops. And it's a small train station, actually. There's not that, probably not many train lines in Zimbabwe. But I get to the station and there's the train there, and I go on a train and it's pretty empty. There's nobody there, certainly not in first class. And I get into the carriage, and I think I've got a backpack with me and just kind of trying to walk to my cabin. And this guy walks past me, and he sort of squeezes past me. And it's a little bit weird because there's nobody else around. And I can feel his hand in my pocket as he squeezes past me. And it's a little bit odd. And I just sort of grab on, hold on to his hand. And shocked as I am, I go, you know, what are you doing? And he said, nothing, nothing. He pulls out his hand. And, you know, I'm a little bit shocked by that time. You know, I'm a student, you know, probably 20 years old, something like that. You know, this is all really tense. So I go to my first class cabin, and it's all really nice, and I lock the door, obviously. I don't think I tie myself on, but I just sit there contemplating about what just happened, and you know, my heart is racing. And then I look out because the train isn't leaving, it's a night train, and you know, you board the train early, and I see a bunch of policemen standing on the platform. And I look at them and I think, oh God, you know, it's just Rob, what could you do now? And I sort of contemplate for a few minutes, you know, do I just go out and tell them like what's happened? That's probably the right thing to do. I've just been robbed. I want to prevent other people from getting robbed too. I mean, I hadn't been robbed because I caught him. But I just sit there and think about what I'm going to do. And then eventually I pull up all my courage and I think I leave my bag there, lock the cabin, I go out and I tell to these guys like, hey, you know, I've just been, you know, mugged or like attempted to, somebody's tried to steal something from me. And at first they look really bored. They sort of go, oh, okay. And they don't do much. And I kind of persist and I go, no, no, really, you know, it's really, you know, I've just been mugged right here. You know, I mean, there's nobody around. The platform is empty. And they sort of go, okay, you know, we'll come with you. And it's probably four or five of them. So they follow me into the cabin, well, into the train carriage. And the guy who just mugged me stands there. Walks down the carriage again in the same place where he just mugged me 5 minutes earlier. And they probably been asking me, like, who did it? And I was like, well, it's this guy. He was standing, you know, him. And they go, oh, right, okay. So they take him. Then I go, oh, great, you know. And I go back to my cabin and I look out the platform and they're now beating him up. You know, it's probably not what you react. You know, I think you come from Europe, so they're going to arrest him, you know, they're going to question him. Obviously, they didn't want a statement from me or anything like that. They just took him and they just beat him up on the platform. And a few more moments pass, well, you know, whatever, 20 minutes. By that time, I feel pretty bad now. Actually, the whole train station is fenced off. And it's not, again, not a very big train station. So it's about 10 meters between the train, the platform, and the fence. And I then see the guy outside on the other side of the fence who'd just been beaten up, the guy who tried to steal me. And he looks at me. And I look at him. And I kind of feel like, duh, you know, maybe that wasn't the greatest thing to do. And I actually just told this story to my daughter, who's 6 years old, and she asks me about a story all the time. And I told her that, and she just asked me, like, what did he look like? You know, what did he feel like, you know? And I think he just looked kind of sad, actually. So that's my story.
Help support this podcast and expand your mind by signing up for a free Audible 30-day trial today.
But Audible don't just do audiobooks.
They do original audio drama.
Like Alien, Out of the Shadows.
Based on the Alien movies, this original story is by the director of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Let's hear a clip.
Hey, why didn't you spot anything wrong with that bastard Ash? Damn fine ship's cat you are. I'll take a nap then, see if I care. Okay. Hello, Ash.
Hello, Ripley.
I've disabled the microphone, so you can't eavesdrop on me.
I thought you might.
You brought us here in response to the Marion's distress signal?
That's right.
Crew still expendable? In accordance with Special Order 937?
You're the last of the Nostromo's crew.
Answer the question, Ash.
Yes. Crew expendable.
Nice.
Alien Out of the Shadows is available now for free.
As part of a 30-day trial.
Go to audible.co.uk/spark.
And download it now.
Our second story of Dope is by Charlie.
My story is about when my boyfriend broke up with me. And it was very, like, up and down relationship. So we'd broken up before. And the last time he broke up with me, I lost 10 pounds and got my hair cut. So I was like, what's left to do this time? So this time, I was like, okay, that's fine. I've never been traveling or anything. Like, I'm a very cautious person, never wandered too far from home kind of thing. And I was like, okay, so this is my, like, eat, pray, love moment. I'm going to go traveling and find myself. But again, I'm a really nervous person. So I just went to France because you can get so you can get back from there. So it's fine. Basically, I found online, I had no one else to go with. All my friends had done the traveling thing. So I found online like a workaway retreat thing that was like for yoga, and they were like converting an old like farmhouse thing in France into like a yoga retreat. And I was like, yeah, I could do that. I could do some yoga and stuff. So I went, and I don't travel light. So I turned up to this place with like a huge family sized suitcase just for me. And because I'm the only person in the world that goes to a yoga retreat and brings like hair straighteners. So I did that. And yeah, so kind of got to know everyone. Everyone was really cool. It was very kind of like hippie, very like, yeah, you know. And I was there for a couple of days. Like, it was fine. Super cold. Like, this was like in October or something. And you're all like living in non yet converted farmhouses. And we were kind of all like hanging out one day. It was all fine. And then they were like, okay, yeah, so I think like we should all like get to know each other. I was like, okay, like I don't know what that means, but okay. And they were like, okay, so maybe you guys all want to go get changed. And I was like, oh, maybe this is like the kind of place you like get dressed for dinner or something in this barn house. I was like, I'm so glad I brought all my clothes. So we all went off to get changed. And this isn't the kind of place you dress for dinner. Apparently this is the kind of place you undress for dinner, because it was a nudist retreat. And I didn't know that. To be fair, the people that run it were Dutch, so I don't know if they maybe thought they implied that in the description, but they didn't. And I wasn't the only person that didn't know that was the case. So it was, I think two of the things that you don't want to do with other people when you're not very comfortable with their nakedness or yours is eat together and like stretch together. So it was just a horrible, horrible thing. Yeah, and it was like October, so I was like, just no. So I had to basically escape. Because it was in the middle of nowhere, like I had no signal on my phone. Like I did wander out a little bit one day and just encountered a cow and got really scared and just went back. So you can't get anywhere without a car, and I don't drive. But there was another couple there, like an older couple who also didn't get the memo, were like wanted to escape as well. So I kind of ended up escaping and had to bunk trains all the way back to London, because it was just preferable to taking your clothes off in October. So yeah, that was my dough moment, and I didn't really discover myself, but I saw a lot of other people. So
thanks for listening to Spark True Stories.
If you love what we do,
please help us spread the word
by leaving us a review on iTunes.
For more true stories
and to attend a live event,
head to stories.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.